rest of the story. Experts will tell you how counterfeiters get caught. They start thinking too big. They will masterfully design and produce bills of large denominations using only the best threaded paper and the most convincing inks, but since big bills are more carefully scrutinized, the bogus ones are invariably eventually revealed as bogus. Now forget everything you've just heard. I want to take you with me downtown to the corner of Cherry Street and 6th. You passed this place 100 times before. You thought nothing of it. Why should you? It's a tool manufacturer, Harper's Factory. They make saws there. But say nothing and keep your eyes open. We're going inside. Try to pretend you belong here and follow me. I'm going to take you to the cellar, to the basement below the tool shop. Now, you see those machines over there? It doesn't appear as though you could make a saw with something like that, does it? In fact, that equipment is good for making coins. Money. Quiet now. Somebody's coming. Over here behind these boxes. Nobody will see us here. Two strangers are talking as they come down the cellar steps. One of them is Harper himself. That means Harper's in on it. The two men are carrying something, something heavy, from the sound of it. The other fellow is saying it's a metal stock from which the coins will be made. Silver stock. Silverware? $100 worth of silver metal in the form of silver knives and forks and such. It's George's silverware, they're saying. That means somebody named George is a part of this. All they have to do now is to melt down these utensils and turn them into coins. Not half dollars, not even quarters. Smaller. Let's be safe. The two men leave the heavy package. They walk back up the cellar steps. So let's you and I get out of here while we can. Even though everything we just heard, including the plans to manufacture coins in the sawmaker's basement, everything we've just heard is entirely legal. For once upon a time, there was on the face of planet Earth a brand new country that wanted its own brand new money, something revolutionary, based on the decimal system. So using the Spanish dollar as a starting point, this new country, the United States of America, came up with the concept of tenths and twentieths, dimes and half dimes, and set out to mint some, requiring a place to conduct this numismatic experiment. They selected the cellar of a Philadelphia sawmaker named Harper, and for the required silver, silverware, of course. Silverware, knives and forks and spoons and flatware, silverware from the nearest available source. Utensils worth much more than the pocket change into which they were to be transformed. But the willing donors for the stuff of which our first official money was made. The donors you remember as George and Martha Washington. And now you know the rest of the story.